Day. It honors John James Audubon, America's foremost illustrator of birds. However, drawing birds never really caught on until someone drew angry ones and put them in slingshots. Woo-hoo! Happy Audubon Day, Mr. Pig.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? chats with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
The oral arguments have been heard, and now the question of presidential immunity is in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. Former President Trump says he thinks the case was made clear yesterday that a president has to have immunity. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker returns to the witness stand today for the fourth day at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. Ohio State and Atlanta's Emory University among the latest schools where anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protests have erupted on campus. Secretary of State Blinken is in Beijing, meeting with Chinese President Xi and a host of senior Chinese officials. TikTok bracing for a legal fight against a U.S. law that would force the social media platform to break ties with its China-based parent company or face a ban in the U.S. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 39 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Morning, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, and once again, we are thrilled beyond my ability to
come on, really?
I'm here every morning.
Yeah, that's true, Rich. But you know what? Even after all these years, the thrill is...
You know what? It's so wonderful to get here early enough to see how much prep actually goes into making this all happen. Well, see, I think people think y'all just walk in here, sit down, the magic occurs, but it's a lot of prep.
You and I were talking about how there used to be a lot of people here in the morning walking around, but there's not anymore.
Well, no, as far as salespeople and so forth are concerned, but y'all, you and Jay,
we have a routine,
and you know, Mr. Wonderful over there, actually.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking about Chase.
Ah, that's right, Mr. Hyensham. Yeah, he is.
But y'all work hard to make this all happen, and it's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's weird. This morning, I'm ready to go, I'm on time, and I cannot find my keys.
Oh, don't you hate that?
And the clock is ticking, and every minute matters. I mean, I do have this down to a real science.
I understand.
And I can't find them. 15 minutes... I'm usually here just before 5.
Yeah.
And that always gives me enough time to get everything together I need to get together and make him a breakfast. But then He didn't reply to my text this morning.
I was offering a
grilled cheese and bacon and egg sandwich.
Oh, okay. Well, instead of feeding little bits of chicken to the dog, you might want to save that to eat later.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm skipping breakfast today, trying to be a good boy and lose about 3 or 4 or 5 pounds.
So,
for just breakfast? Serious dieting.
If you, he makes big breakfasts.
He does. Do your listeners know that Chase is part of the morning team?
Oh, yeah, because sometimes you can hear Chase barking. When there's a dog on one of these monitors, he barks.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, the name of the show is Three Men and a Dog.
Oh,
name of the show.
Yeah, but when you're here, we should call it Three Men and Cats and Dogs or something. There's a clever twist on that.
You'll think of it.
So I get here late, and I hate being behind the eight ball, but I had everything done earlier than I normally do,
I know,
so maybe
weird,
it's better if I lose my keys.
Do you not have one of those things? Should we get him one of those?
I have one of those. Somebody gave me one as a gift years ago, and I just never bothered to put it together.
Yeah. It works.
What, to find your keys?
A key finder, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love that my watch will find my phone. And you know, and the iPad too. They're all.
No, I'd have to go into rehab if I lost my phone.
Oh God!
If something happened to my phone, I couldn't handle life.
If I'm in the car and I'm going even around the corner and I pat my, you know, and there's no phone, I'm just freaked. I'm freaked.
Did I tell you guys the story about meeting a friend down on the Eastern Shore that I've known forever?
Is this a male friend?
Well, yeah, but he not that kind of friend. He
because with you don't hear the words male and friend in the same sentence very often.
Wow, goodness gracious!
Well, I mean,
it's been a while. I'm not there.
Who is it?
He was a friend. Well, I can't. But if I tell you the details, I can't tell you his name because it might embarrass him. But he's older.
Okay.
You know, like 88, I think, and. So we were reminiscing. We were theater friends. We were participated in the community theater for a while. And so I'm walking out of his apartment, and on the back of the door, there is a sticky note.
Yeah.
And it says, keys.
Wallet.
Teeth.
Eye.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
I found that humorous. And he's a great guy, so he understood why I laughed. But
does
then
he have an artificial eye?
Yes, he does. But I shared that with another mutual friend of ours, and I find that people do that. People think, you know, my other friend said, it's like I'm giving baseball signals. Right. Pat this pocket, and then that pocket.
Yeah.
Make sure I've got my keys and my phone.
Keys,
and
wallet,
my glasses.
Phone. I hit these three.
Well, at least, I mean, if you lose
do you
your...
do that?
If you lose your eye, and, you know, maybe you were shooting marbles or something, or it gets lost, at least you could throw an eye patch over it, but you can't start your car without...
That's true.
With an eye patch.
That's true. Well, he's so delightful. He actually just remarried 2 years ago to his across-the-garden neighbor. You know, they live in one of those retirement facilities.
Oh.
And as I was leaving this little group of senior citizens, ladies, they looked at me and said, are you his friend? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She said, well, I wish you would tell him to move in with his wife because they live in separate apartments. Why not? You're in your 80s. You've established your little area, right?
Right.
So they don't live together, but they see each other from time to time. She's 85.
Think about how maybe some of your marriages would have lasted longer if you were in separate homes.
I would have had to have been in separate cities.
But I will say this, ever since you...
I'm not a good wife. When you look back at five marriages that didn't work, there's only one common denominator there. I
failure?
Own it. Yeah, failure and me. Yeah, I own it. No, the sweetest thing was... The lady said, well, we wish they would live together because when she leaves at night to go back to her apartment, if it's early, early, early in the morning, I don't know what they do in their 80s, but he leans out the door and says, I love you, and wakes everybody up. Isn't that the sweetest, most romantic thing?
It's nice.
I think.
That is
adorable.
It really is.
Thought so.
I will say this, since you've been hanging around the radio station and we've been getting calls from assisted living facilities and stuff who want to advertise now all of a sudden.
Don't make me come over there.
What makes you think I don't want to?
Listen, assisted living has its perks, mister. You don't have to cook. You don't have to clean your room. You just have neighbors around to talk to if you want to. I did sing at an assisted living. I sang.
I want you to take a look at this video on the screen here.
I saw that, Greg.
Isn't that
amazing?
Unreal. These are guys in wheelchairs going down a ramp and doing somersaults in the air and landing on their wheels. I don't know how you do that. I mean,
I just have to think, how many times did that not work? And yet he's still doing it.
Yeah, God.
Who was the crazy stunt guy? I think he's dead now.
Evel Knievel.
Can you?
I have a lame-ass Evel Knievel story.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he was in South Florida. This is like in the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny. We had a salesman, classic radio salesman named Mike Bradall. And Mike was playing golf, and he hit a ball that went astray, and he didn't yell four because it was headed towards another foursome. And it hit a guy. So he, like, took off.
Ooh.
The next day, Evel Knievel comes into the studio to do the morning show. He's got a welt on the top of his... And this is the guy that's had over 200 bones broken doing
this stuff. He was the guy hit?
Yeah. And, I mean, he had a golf ball-sized welt on top of his arm. And he just kind of, like, blew it off.
Wow.
Doesn't that hurt? Yeah, but I'm used to it. And Bradall... when he realized it was Evel Knievel he hit, he stayed on the other end of the building. He did not want to be seen because Evel said, if I catch the SOB that did this to me.
Yeah.
It was one of those kind of things. Supposed to yell four. All right, Jay's almost here. It is 6:17, and this would be a good time to talk about, hey, I hope you thought it was clever the way I posted your blog this morning.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I said it's a summary.
Oh,
see,
that's like a kind of a play on words there, because it's
a
summary forecast. Yeah,
I'm a wordsmith.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Weather on the 17s, another warm-like April day with a high temperature up to about 86 today. We had 85 yesterday. Mostly sunny. Mild tonight, some cloudy intervals, low in the mid-50s. Sun cloud mix tomorrow, 84 for a high. Mid-80s Sunday, 86 Monday. More sunshine. The dry storm-free pattern continues. Risks of widely scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. High in the upper 80s by then. Right now, this morning, it's a great start. We had sunrise at 6:04. That was 14 minutes ago. It's 62 now, and it's 6:18.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome, everyone.
It's National Pretzel Day.
Pretzel Day? Well, I like Pretzel Day.
Pretzel?
Pretzels. Sure you don't want a pretzel?
Here, try a pretzel.
Free pretzel?
A pretzel?
How's your pretzel?
Good. If a pretzel is a quality pretzel, you don't need salt.
In honor of National Pretzel Day,
I'm just going to have my soft pretzel. It'll be super productive.
It's showtime.
All right, everybody is here now. You guys in the back, welcome your hero.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Looks like they cleaned their robes this morning.
I, you know, it's strict in force to wash. You know, you wear once, wash.
It's of course,
nasty under there.
Jay will lead us into random facts. I think I have my convoluted intros ready, too.
Is that right?
Next hour, you'll have a chance to win a $20 food outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question that follows. The hot topic today is National Pretzel Day, by the way. 10 things everybody does but never talks about. Ooh. And we'll go down the list, because we're going to do everything we can to avoid anything serious this morning.
Okay.
Now, this won't take much time. They did a survey about whether or not you should wash clothes before you wear them. And I find this astonishing.
What do you
Our
mean?
Our survey said...
It's 50-50. You always wash a new item.
I don't.
Why not?
Not 100% of the time. However, but they do have... It does have that smell, a certain smell before you wash it.
There's a lot of times I don't wash after I buy them clothes. You're talking about clothes, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of times I don't.
Although, having worked in a women's boutique, a clothing store.
Exactly. Same.
I do realize how many people may have tried those things on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see the way that might be.
Okay, well, so...
To me, it's more the feel of... Now, like, I bought a new hoodie, but... And that's... I didn't wash that.
It's a little scratchy at times if you don't wash it first.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you buy that online, or did you buy that...
No, you went
to a store? See, a lot of times when I buy stuff online, it already comes in a package that has never been worn by anybody else.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I got you.
It's kind of like socks. You don't buy socks and go wash them, do you?
That's risky business,
buddy. No, that's a good point.
I was talking to Susan about this the other day, because you were here. The morning there was a story about dress sweatpants, because you were always... ragging on me about, sweatpants and Walmart shirts and...
But may I say that you certainly have upped your wardrobe.
My game. I've upped my game.
Yeah, upped your game.
I'm making better money now, so I can afford a new outfit every 6 months. So... and the idea... And they had a picture of the sweatpants. They really did look dressy, but they were made from sweatpant material. So I ordered them online... during the show. And when they arrived, they did in fact feel like sweatpants when you pulled them up on your legs, but when it got to the waist, there was no flex in the waistband like sweatpants have. I was slightly heavier then, so I couldn't button them. Then I gave them to somebody who moved the button closer to the hole, which you can do. That wasn't enough.
Why do you buttons on sweatpants anyway?
I had somebody put
these dress sweatpants.
I had some, for $108.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Let me rephrase. These are $100.
Expensive.
Then I had somebody install, a panel that matched the fabric in the back of the sweatpant, so then maybe it would fit, because I wanted to wear these.
Good grief.
That didn't work. And I'm too lazy to send them back. And you can't send them back after you've tampered with the product anyway.
Of course not. Okay.
So they sat in my closet for a year now. We have a client in Fusion. Rich was doing this cryoskin thing that helps get the hard lard off.
Cryo contouring.
And it was working for him, so I went over and I did a session. I had these pants at least 9 years, right? 9 or 10, just sitting in the closet and being symbolic of wasted money. So I did one session with Ryan, and I was able to button them. Now I couldn't put them on because they will fall off.
Yeah.
No, they won't. Nothing. Stuff I haven't worn in years that I've been able to fit into again is starting to fall off.
We've been inspiring each other to on our losing weight and getting in shape.
Yeah. And by the way,
we need to talk to each other about keeping things for years that you don't wear.
No, you're looking. You got to come flouncing into the Baumhauer's party Wednesday night.
I'll be there. I'll make a rare appearance.
Usually some desperate men. You look great.
There's usually some desperate men.
And they know who they are, too.
Well, she's going to show up now.
No. Did I tell you that I have made a pact with myself and the world? No more drama in my life. It's true.
You've set that thing off twice.
No, it's true. No more drama. I'm not going to foist myself on any other unsuspecting nice man.
That's going to be at the Baumhauer's this coming Wednesday. I start my 20th year. Do you believe that?
I know. That's so great. Are you buying everybody?
I'm going to go out in the car.
Are you paying for everybody's dinner?
I'm having an anniversary. I didn't hit a hole in one. That's when you have to buy everybody's dinner.
Oh,
at least their drinks. I'm going to do some stuff.
Yeah, well, I would hope so.
In fact, I've got a package coming from Fairhope soon. For that, but that'll be Wednesday night, and I want you there.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't miss it. celebrating you.
Because in a way, you kind of owe me, and a little payback would be nice. Yeah. The timeline for the 26th, it's Audubon Day, and that makes me think of Goose because she now works for the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans. So before we get to 1819 News at 625, let's get an update from Skipper. This day significant in history.
Well, if you're out and about this morning, you know we're looking really good all around the area. No major problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, and Montgomery, light to moderate traffic flow. Boulevard, a little bit busy, as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up and drive carefully. No problems right at the moment. Did you know Thompson Tractor can rebuild hydraulic hoses for all makes and models? They can even do it in 30 minutes or less. Visit Thompson Tractor on their website, thompsontractor.com, for more details. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
The House Health Committee advanced legislation this week that would change how the state health officer is appointed and alter the makeup of Alabama State Committee of Public Health. The State Committee of Public Health, currently composed of 12 members of the Medical Association for the State of Alabama Board of Censors and four additional state chairs, appoints the state health officer. Senate Bill 128 by State Senator Tim Melson, a Republican from Florence, would require the governor to appoint the state health officer from a list of candidates submitted by the State Committee of Public Health. The bill also removes the synonymous relationship between the private medical association and the public committee of public health. If passed by the full House and later in the Senate, the changes would not be fully implemented until May of 2027. More Alabama news to come after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Mountain Brook physician has pled not guilty in an alleged DUI crash that killed her 10-year-old daughter. Sarah Mulliken was allegedly fleeing a traffic stop in July of last year on Cherokee Road, Mountain Brook, when the vehicle she was operating ran off the right side of the roadway, struck several trees, and then overturned before stopping in the ditch. Mulliken had two daughters in the vehicle at the time, an 8-year-old who suffered abrasions on her arms and legs, and a 10-year-old who was apparently not wearing her seatbelt and suffered a major head injury before being pronounced dead at Children's of Alabama. A trial date for Mulliken has not been set. I'm Parker Schneider, in for Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured? At the Johnny Adams Law Firm, there is no fee until we win your case.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad too. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms because we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't serve sit around for long. But no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Noisy buzzing never ends. While I am trying to go to bed, the bugs are gigantic and creepy, and they're disrupting my sleeping. Ears are ringing and they're driving the sound of cicadas. Wish the cicadas would all go back into the ground below for another 17 years and stop their chirping into my poor ears, 'cause their mating call has been keeping me up all, which I don't like. I hate the sound of cicadas.
I hear they made it all the way to LaGrange, Georgia now.
Is that right?
They're about to cross the river and into Alabama.
I heard it was incredible in South Carolina this week.
Yeah, but idiots call 911 to complain about bug noise. What do they expect them to do?
Yeah, right. They say this is loud.
17 billion crickets were taken into custody today.
Right. As loud as a jet engine.
I sent you flounced out of here all those years ago. We've had some funny moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to play one. It's kind of embarrassing for me, Rich, and Jay. But I'm going to play this. We had Bob Eubanks. You remember Bob Eubanks?
Of course.
Right? He was on as a guest.
There he is.
And he
Bob Eubanks, the Newlywed Game guy you had on as a guest?
Yeah.
We had a lot of people. We had Olivia Newton-John on.
He was coming to town, and so that's why he was promoting an event.
Yeah.
But
it said really great chat with the guy, and this is how it ended.
This venue you're going to be at is excellent, by the way, the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. You really, it's first rate all the way.
Bob, this has been a thrill for us this morning. Again, if we can get you on the air again between now and then, that would be excellent if your schedule permits it. But thank you very much for this morning.
Well, you know, I have to. If I sound a little sad this morning, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
The gardener cut our cat's tail off with a weed whacker.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh.
So I've got to take the cat to Walmart. They're the biggest retailers in the country. You see.
Oh.
What now?
What?
Retailers in the country.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Good God. Oh, jeez, we're all looking at each other. Good one, Bob.
What do you say to a guest after they told you in all sincerity that their cat had its tail cut off?
I know, right? By a weed whacker.
I'll have to tell you about the bear at Dollywood that somebody fed.
The bear at Dollywood.
Yeah,
before we get to the bear fair, whatever it is at Dollywood, here's a Bob Eubanks moment from the Newlywed Game that was sent to me by our good friend and one of our virtual producers, Eric the Dog. This is also very funny. Do I have the volume? And of course I don't.
Your husband says the one thing he absolutely forbids you to put on his wiener.
Ben Gay.
What will your husband husband says the one thing he absolutely forbids you to put on his wiener?
Ben Gay.
That used to be the fun thing on this show, because once in a while somebody would just...
Well, they set it up. Come on now.
And he would always say, call it whoopee. When...
And that's what we're allowed to say, too, yeah. 40 years later, mm-hmm. whoopee. Because there's no such thing as sex. All right, coming up, we have Not Headline News in the timeline for April 26.
You see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication, it's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Mark DePlanche with Admiral Movers. People ask, what makes Admiral Movers different from other movers? It's simple. We take pride in caring for our team, so we know that they will take care of you. All of our team members are Admiral employees. They are all fully background checked and trained in-house. We never hire day laborers. So for your next move, whether it's a commercial move or household move, across town or across the country, call Montgomery's favorite movers, Admiral Movers. Mention code SUMMER10 to save 10% on your next move.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Not Headline News. Today is Arbor Day. Fun fact, if you wait till tomorrow, you can get Arbor Day candy 50% off. Taylor Swift's new album has already been streamed a billion times. Justin Timberlake's new album has already been used as a drink coaster. Donnie Wahlberg says he and Jenny McCarthy sleep on FaceTime when they're apart, especially when the Wi-Fi is spotty in his brother's shadow. And Billie Eilish says she's never been a happy person, which is like Vladimir Putin saying he doesn't take criticism well. This is Not Headline News.
At 6:37, News Talk, 26th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 116th day of the year, there are 250 days left. It's not only National Audubon Day because of the birthday of John Audubon in 1785. It is National Arbor Day, and I guess I'm feeling a little guilty today.
For taking a tree down.
Genocide. Two trees that were on this planet for many decades.
What's the name of your neighborhood?
It's Halcyon Oaks.
Well, right. You can come on over to Cloverdale because they're the prolific there.
The Putin of Halcyon Oaks.
By the way, Audubon Day is a whole different thing in Germany.
Yeah, Germany?
Germany.
What's wrong with the Audubon Day we got?
Exactly.
Maybe we can play that clip later, too. The beer clip, I'm not sure.
Elvin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, it's National Pretzel Day. I'm a big pretzel fan. It's Alien Day, and I'm not talking about the border crossers. It's National Kids and Pets Day. Sure. Remember your first kiss day. You know what my first kiss was? It was Donna snoring, and it was on stage.
And we were there.
Some music for it as well.
It sounded like you were ready for it. And here, we're going to dramatize it. No, it was on stage for in a play called Take It Easy. And nobody wanted to do the kiss part because we were very young. You know.
You got to learn how to do it first.
Well, no, kids laugh at you.
Yeah. It can be awkward.
So anyway, that was my first kiss. And tomorrow is National Prime Rib Day. I am a fool for prime rib.
By the way, mine was with Joy Somerville.
Is that right?
To the song Hanky Panky by Tommy James and the Shondells.
My baby.
I can't believe you remember that. I don't remember it. I should remember it.
Well, you deal in volume.
On the state of 1564.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself.
I can't defend myself.
Fight me!
Moving on with the timeline, William Shakespeare was baptized on this date in 1564. Samuel Morse was born. He invented the telegraph and the Morse code, 1791.
That was the first texting.
That's right. 1828, the London Zoo opens. 1915, the Allies signed the Treaty of London. 33, Goering founds the Gestapo.
The cult soup?
18, oh, that's a gazpacho.
Yeah.
1865, this was a terrible maritime disaster, the worst in U.S. history. It's the steamship Sultania exploded on the Mississippi River with 1,800 former Union POWs returning home from the Civil War. Oh, my God, wow. That's awful.
Rich, we have some happy news.
I remember when you did the timeline, you did nothing that bad that happened. Everything was...
It was all happy news.
All was happy, but We get to the grit when I do the timeline.
Oh, I see. You and I have to talk.
The polio vaccine on the state, 1954. That's positive.
Total game changer.
Now, you don't remember. You may remember, Greggy, because you're almost my age.
No, I'm not. Go on.
There are listeners who will remember that when we were in grammar school, we had to take the polio thing on a cube of sugar.
Sugar cube, yeah.
We all lined up, went to the lunchroom, took a little...
And we all used to have a...
A scar.
For various...
I wonder why we don't do that anymore.
Now our song of the day. It's an Eagles song. Cleveland, Ohio's Joe Walsh wrote it, though. The Eagles played it in Nashville when I last saw them. Starts their long goodbye tour. Coming up soon, love this song, In the City.
Somewhere out on that horizon. Out beyond the neon lights.
That's why we do.
I know there must be something better. But there's nowhere else inside. It's survival in the city.
By the way, if you're looking to go see the Eagles in concert, start looking into a loan now. It is not cheap.
Where are they going to be?
I don't have the list in front of me, but I will pull that up for
you.
Let
me tell you, one of my regrets is not paying for the expensive tickets and sitting on the grass at the concert in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Oh.
Because they were so incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I was so sorry that I wasn't up front closer.
I think I've seen them 5 times, and they're just
amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
So buy the expensive ticket. Don't regret.
I'm trying to see here. It looks like they're all in the UK right now.
Okay.
Just start saving now.
But it's their final tour, isn't it?
They're all on their final tour. Yeah, final tour. Elton John's final tour started when I was a kid. 1984, President Reagan visits China. Let's see. 1981, Xerox debuts the first computer mouse. All right. Let's see. Oh, well, tomorrow's day in weather history. You know what that is.
27th, yeah.
April 27th, 2011.
If I had to pick one tornado that... And this is what they need to do in this Twisters movie. They need to make the freaking tornadoes the star of the movie and not... develop some dopey romance like they did with Bill Paxton. Right. And what's her name?
Yeah.
But that one to Helen me Hunt. Was, yeah. It was like a living, breathing machine.
You're talking about the one that came into Tuscaloosa.
Yes.
Stayed on the ground for 84 miles, also affected Birmingham. It was EF4, by the way. Killed a couple of dozen people in Tuscaloosa. It was the biggest super outbreak of tornadoes in U.S. history. Alabama was the epicenter. 62 tornadoes, 252 people died. Again, negative, sorry. total tornadoes in this outbreak, 360. 19 EF3s, 11 EF4s, and 4 EF5s on that horrific Wednesday 13 years ago.
You know, you could turn that around. Instead of giving us the fatality total, just say 4 million Alabamians survived.
Survived that day, right?
Unhurt.
In my day, in my industry, that is the biggest day I've... the adrenaline that day was unbelievable. Ace Frehley, we're going to do weekend birthdays, is having a birthday tomorrow. He's 73. Kate Pearson of the B-52s is 76. Casey Kasem would have had a birthday. He was born in 1932. He actually came out of the Detroit market. Did you know that?
I didn't, no. Yeah. And I worked in Detroit, and nobody ever mentioned that.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's do some Sunday. Well, Penelope Cruz is 50. Now, some Sunday birthdays. Jay Leno will be 74 on Sunday, and Margaret 83 on Sunday as well. We're 18 days till Mother's Day, 31 days till Memorial Day weekend. Independence Day is 69 days away, and Christmas now 243 days. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Got a note here from William Bate, who said you should play the Ukawaka.
We did yesterday.
Yeah, we did, but that was early. And I think when somebody wants, you know, says we should play it, they kind of want to hear it. It's only 24 seconds out of our lives.
Right.
It was one of those spontaneous things that happens and makes radio great.
In 72, where were you?
I was in Chicago.
Okay, you were in Illinois. In 1972, a traveling circus was set up in the village of... Okawaka, Illinois?
Okawaka.
Okawaka.
Okawaka. Uka, Uka, Okawaka.
I can't help this feeling. Uka, Uka, That's kind of funny.
He's quite the karaoke guy, but he what's your rule? You'll never do it within 180 miles
of the ADI.
And so far, you've succeeded in preventing or keeping one of those videos from making it.
Yeah. Well, did we find out this morning that he'd been on the stage in a play?
This is true.
That was news.
Sixth grade, you know, kissing.
Well, that
kissing
was the,
a girl.
That was the the first kiss. Yeah, that whole drama.
But on the stage.
I know. Yeah.
Have you ever been on the stage in a play?
I'll have you know that I played Mont Fleury in Cyrano de Bergerac in our senior high school play.
Well, and that's news.
Which one was that one?
He opens the show. He walks out. Spotlight comes on. I'm wearing a toga.
So you didn't have to kiss a girl on stage?
There were a lot that wanted to, but it wasn't in the script.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, kissing a girl on stage is a big, is a, you know.
That's especially at that age.
I think I remember a Christmas party.
Because what happens
Do you remember a Christmas party right after you came here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do.
At somebody's house? Uh-huh.
And I remember Jay.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You were watching?
Yeah.
I was a lot of people watching.
Really?
Yes.
Did we do that in front of a crowd?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
You did it in front of a crowd.
Yeah, I was
the victim. I was innocent.
Throw a we in there. It's more of a did I do that?
Really?
Did I do that in front of a crowd? You absolutely did that in front of a crowd. If I remember right, on like top of almost like a balcony thing. It was overlooking.
Oh, okay.
She just got overwhelmed, that's all.
Well, you were a star, you know.
Were?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we keep things in the present tense? At least pretend.
What you're listening to is AI, folks. That's Greg.
648.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
I am thrilled about the weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Take our temperatures and subtract 10, and you'll get the weekend temperatures on the beach because it's a little cooler down there because of the Gulf water. Another warm day here today, high 86, mostly sunny. Mild tonight, some cloudy intervals, low in the mid-60s, I beg your pardon. Sun cloud mix tomorrow, high 84. Mid-80s Sunday, 86 Monday, mostly sunny, dry, storm-free pattern continues. Risk of widely scattered storms, perhaps a thunderstorm by Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening. Upper 80s on Tuesday, back to dry weather, upper 80s on Wednesday. Right now, It's mostly clear. It's calm. It's 62 at 649.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your
If you want to win the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, give Jay a call. Give him your first name and last initial so you're in our grand prize drawing. Susan will be Mrs. Chips this morning.
Yes, be filling in for me for on Chips.
And by the way, the truth on that party kiss was you wore a fishing hat with a piece of mistletoe on the end of it. That's how I got suckered into that.
Oh, yeah, because it was Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Tom, we'll be right with you. We got to get the SRN News replay on.
Keep SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The oral arguments have been heard, and now the question of presidential immunity is in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. Former President Trump says he thinks the case was made clear yesterday that a president has to have immunity. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker returns to the witness stand today for the fourth day at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. Ohio State and Atlanta's Emory University among the latest schools where anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protests have erupted on campus. Secretary of State Blinken is in Beijing meeting with Chinese President Xi and a host of senior Chinese officials. TikTok bracing for a legal fight against a U.S. law that would force the social media platform to break ties with its China-based parent company or face a ban in the U.S. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 39 points. More details at srnnews.com.
All right, Tom, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You might think this is a funny story. I don't know. I went up north for a while, and I was keeping track of what was going on around Montgomery by tuning into your show online.
Uh-huh.
And one day you said, Susie Woody is not with us anymore. So, oh my God, what happened to us?
Oh, no.
You know, looking up Susan Woody's death, you know, was it a heart attack? And it was months later when you said it again, you said, Susan Woody's not with us, I realized. She's not on the show.
Not working there. Yeah.
If you mistook that, I really apologize because I would have never inferred that something tragic had occurred. No, she's here and she's looking good.
Well, thank you, Randy.
All right. I'm glad to hear that she's still alive.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Me too.
Yes.
Hey, what did Google say?
God rest your soul.
Now, I may as well confess this now because she'll hear about it from somebody. But there was a morning when your name came up and I just parodied Christmas Vacation with this Chevy Chase movie. Said, yeah, God rest her soul. She's not dead. I mean, just we would only wish that the Lord would intervene and see if he can't calm down that
That's
tempest.
That's like saying, bless her heart.
By the way, do you remember this?
I do. I still have that.
Oh, you do?
I do.
When we were on the cover, we were holding our trophies.
How about that?
That sounded vulgar.
No. We did. We had fun.
We did.
We won. Jay was part of this group as well.
That's right.
The best medium market morning show.
He just wasn't
in
old enough
Alabama.
To cover the mix.
Right. We
not the
did.
Cover,
we had
but
a great
I think
great
I am
time.
In like the article.
Absolutely.
That's in there. I think.
Boom
I,
magazine.
Or it may not be. I don't know.
I have two Boom magazines. I was on the cover of one. Just
2015. That does not seem possible.
Yeah, cameras don't get along.
Alrighty, we are at 6:53. Let's take a look at the roads. Come back with the cheap and trashy.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
Well, we continue to roll with an all clear this morning. We're not seeing any problems anywhere. However, we do have a good bit of congestion beginning to build all over the area. A lot of cars coming out of Wetumpka on 231. The boulevards are busy in Montgomery, I-65 and 85. A little heavy traffic across the Alabama River Bridge and through the interchange, 65 to 85. Buckle up, drive carefully. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industry-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's no business in show business to live events. We can't go.
It is 6:58, so this will be a very... we just had too much fun this hour. Edition of the Cheap and Trashy, and I'm your Cheap and Trashy anchor, Greg Bedell. Americans think the perfect movie length is 92 minutes.
I'm with you all the way.
Yeah.
I get antsy after an hour and a half. What's the longest one we saw? Oppenheimer was 3 hours and 21 minutes.
But you see, that was a great movie, and I didn't even have an urge to smoke.
Actually, I was okay with it because it was such a good movie, but... boy, that's a long movie.
But there's a lot that are in that in between that 2 to 2.5 hour thing that could easily be reduced in time.
Hey, what was Gone with the Wind? That was a long
movie. That had an intermission.
Yeah. 3 hours and 40 minutes. And it was originally, when they first cut the movie, 5 hours and 20 minutes.
Get out.
I really? Just wish there was a print available of that, because I'd like to see what they cut out of it.
Frankly, Greg, I don't give a damn.
Rich Thomas, everybody. He'll be here till 7:30 this morning. Something that's getting a lot of play is an LSU baseball fan who was hit in the head by a 109-mile-an-hour home run ball.
Is that right?